This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are talking about what is the toughest part of being an adult. The so-called dreaded adulting you read about on Facebook so often.
Other than having to figure out what is for dinner every single day for the rest of your life, which is something a lot of people have said.
And trying to keep everybody happy with your decision. So what are people saying is something they struggle with?
Cleaning the house over and over and over again and still having to do it the very next day. A few more. Sarah said, no reward for doing things I have to, like laundry. Like, where's my reward besides clean clothes?
And it probably is a case where it's all taken for granted.
All of the responsibilities, definitely the financial ones.
Yep.
Hardest part of being an adult is realizing everyone else is getting older, and so are you.
Hey, no need to bring that up now.
Also, making new friends. It is near impossible as an adult to make new friends. Why was it so easy as a kid and so hard now?
We have talked about that on this show on and off for about a decade.
Yes.
And it is true. It is more difficult. It just seems to happen naturally as kids.
Yeah. And like, so in college, also very easy to make friends. And then even when you're young and you're going into your first job, you can usually find a work friend. Mm-hmm. But then for some reason, you hit your early mid-20s and it's very hard to make a new, good, quality friend.
Right. And if you make it obvious that you're looking for friends,
they think you're trying to date them.
Right. Or they think, what's wrong with this weirdo? He has no friends. Is not good.
One more. Also, keeping track of online passwords. Amen.
Oh, my God.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.